I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. I'm glad you could join us for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And guess what? We're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on techpodcast.com. And by the way, I want to mention right at the top of the netcast that techpodcast.com is growing and expanding and things are happening. And I finally got the video netcast that you're watching right now on the Tech Podcast video feed. Because, you know, primarily in the past, I've been audio only. And now that I'm video primarily, I needed to kind of work with them to get that set up. So that's going now. And hopefully soon, I will be right in the lineup there with techpodcast.tv, which is their TV channel, you might say, on all the set-top boxes like the Roku box that I talked about last netcast. By the way, before I forget, I want to mention that I said something kind of wrong on the last netcast about the Roku box. It wasn't a big deal, but, you know, I like to correct things when I make mistakes, which I kind of tend to do occasionally. Anyway, the mistake was that I said that I needed to get the $99 Roku box in order to get wireless. Turns out they all have wireless. Duh. My mistake. No, what I needed for the higher end one was I needed the USB port. That's what is the additional feature that I needed. So, and as you saw, I was using it for stuff. So anyway, if you need the USB port, go for the $99 version. Otherwise, you'll have wireless. Anyway, so there you go. Let's see what. Oh, other things. I've got some segments this week that I want to show you. For instance, this first one that's coming up here is about Google Chrome. Now, Google Chrome is my favorite web browser now. Used to be Mozilla Firefox was my favorite web browser, but time just keeps moving on, you know what I mean? And they keep coming out with better and cooler technologies. Mozilla, I tell you what happened to me with me, Mozilla Firefox just got to the point it was kind of bloated and slow, and it kind of reminded me of Internet Explorer. Anyway, I liked the original Firefox because it was so fast and snappy and simple. I like simplicity, particularly when it's fast. So anyway, that's what's so cool about Google Chrome. It's really, really fast, and it works really well with videos and stuff like that. And rather than just talking about it, let me show you some of the cool stuff about that. But the cool thing that I want to show you in this little segment is Google Chrome extensions. Extensions are awesome. You really need to look into them. I'm going to show you a couple here in
this segment. Okay, here we are looking at Google Chrome. I love Google Chrome. It's very fast. That's the biggest thing. It's just so much faster than even Firefox. Firefox was my favorite before Chrome, but anyway. But the thing about Chrome, because it's so fast, they strip it down. It doesn't have as many cool things. And I like customization. As you can see, I have a background up here. I also have some extensions. The Google extensions for Chrome are really, really cool. Now, some of them are fairly straightforward. I've got one here for the weather. Ooh, 32 degrees outside. I think I'll stay inside and continue to do the netcast. Anyway, I've got an ad block, and I've got a thing here that allows me to resize my screen, which is nice for web developers particularly, so you can see, you know, how the screen's going to look on different people's computers. But here's the one I really like, and that is Slick RSS. Now, let me show you why that can be really beneficial. The reason is that Google Chrome shows you an RSS feed like this. This is the feed for drbill.tv. Now, that's not readable, but here's the thing. The reason Google does this is they want you to use their Google Reader rather than formatting it nicely like Firefox does, for instance. But here's where Slick RSS comes in. I click on that. There's the same feed, but organized so nice. I tell you, I love this. This is so clean and nice. And you notice all the different feeds that I'm subscribed to are over here. I can manage that by adding them in here, putting the name of the feed, the URL for the feed, and then I can order it over here so that it shows up in that particular order. Pretty neat stuff. Now, the other thing I like is I can read the information about the feed, and you notice I've got when the thing was posted right down to the minute, who the owner of the feed is, the person doing the posting, in this case, me, and then I've got the actual content. Now, since this is a video MP4 file of the last netcast, if I click on it, it actually starts playing. How awesome is that? So, I'm going to stop that. And, of course, that was an HD video, so if I could have expanded this out full screen, it would look pretty, you know, full and everything. But I'm just grabbing a small portion of the screen here so that it'll fit into the netcast. But that shows you the benefits of these extensions. This is awesome stuff. So, check it out, Google Chrome extensions.
Hey, okay. What'd you think of that? Isn't that cool stuff? I'm telling you. Google Chrome rocks. Gets a thumbs up from the doctor. All right. What do you think of my new studio? Isn't this kind of cool? I'm kind of getting it together, right? Anyway, still got a few things I want to do, so keep tuning in and seeing what changes in the background. See Tux back there? Isn't that cool? I like the Tux because I'm a big Linux dude. There you go. So anyway, just keep adding fun things. Matter of fact, every week it might be fun to tune in and see what weird fun things show up in the background. Or the foreground in this case. But we won't go there. Anyway. Yes. The next thing I want to show you is a little segment we did. Or I did. Is, you know, I like to talk to myself in the royal third person. slip of the tongue. Anyway. You know how that happens. What was I going to say? Yes. I was going to show you this segment that I did on the Thin Station. Now, the Thin Station was a Geek Software of the Week several weeks back. And I told you about it then, but I want to show you how it works by using VMware Workstation to show you a live CD booting in VMware Workstation. So here we go with that.
Okay, for this segment, we're going to look at Thin Station. Now, a few netcasts back into the past, I gave Thin Station, the official Geek Software of the Week, nod. You know, nodding, you can nod off, but we'll not digress on that point. Anyway, the point is, this is a live CD that I'm playing here. I'm going to power it on now. And that is through VMware Workstation, of course. And as usual, my screen goes wonky as it boots. So we'll do the best we can with keeping up with its bootage. There it goes. Now, once it boots from the live CD, this is the thing I want you to think about here. If you have an old PC laying around at work and you want to repurpose it to become a terminal, that's what Thin Station is all about. I'm going to put this back to where we can see the whole thing again. Now, I'm doing this from home, but I'm connected via VPN to work so that I can connect here. And I haven't tried it, so we'll see how this goes across VPN. But at any rate, you have to type in the name or the IP address of the View Connection server. You notice we're running the VMware View Open Client 4. That comes with the live CD. And we click Connect, and lo and behold, it looks like it's going to work across the VPN. Gotta love that. So now we type in the super secret password. We go to the HPRHS Administrators group, and we connect. And it's connecting to my desktop. Now, this particular desktop is assigned specifically to me. It's one that I set up that has all of my particular software on it. But this could be a pool of a lot of sessions that are out there available through Vue that people could connect to. Now, in this case, this is an XP session. It could also be Windows 7 or whatever. But basically, this would allow me to connect in, and as I'm doing here over VPN, it allows me to connect in to work Even though I got all this stuff that pops up, you know, when I start. So I'm going to go ahead and close all of that out. And it's kind of squished down because of the screen formatting again. I've run into this before with these demos, and that is that I can only show you the 16:9 screen on the netcast, and it's very tiny resolution. Otherwise, it would be the icons and the information would be so tiny you couldn't even read it. But you get the idea. I can connect in here and use a terminal session from work right here on the system through ThinStation. Pretty neat stuff. So, let me scroll down here and we will log off. Yes, some items can't be shown because of the resolution. We know. I'm sorry the resolution's so low. What you gonna do? You're formatting it for a TV screen, not for a computer screen. Get over it. Anyway, you get the idea, and of course this, I'll bring it back here so we at least end with the right screenshot here, but this is awesome stuff, and ThinStation is an open source project. It's absolutely free, and it allows you to repurpose old PCs for terminals where you work. So, take that old junky box that you've got laying around, that old PC that nobody wants anyway, you can't deploy it, and put a CD on it, or you could make it into a thumb drive, you could put it on the image on the local hard drive, and you've got a terminal that you can actually use at work that's worthwhile.
Sounds cool stuff, huh? Told you. Anyway, I like to show you stuff like that. And, you know, along the lines of VMware, let me tell you, if you're a VMware dude, whoa! Yes. Drum roll, thank you. The drum roll is telling me that I want to tell you about this VMware little tidbit, tip, geeky thing, which is the Geek Software of the Week, and that is Bitvice's Tunnelier. Tunnelier. That's the pronunciation I'm going to go with. I may be entirely wrong. It may be Tunnelier. Or Tunnelier, but I'm going to go with Tunnelier. You know, kind of like a brigadier general, it's a Tunnelier. Anyway, the cool thing about this particular Geek Software of the Week is it uses SSH, which is a secure shell connection. I say that too many times fast. Anyway, SSH connection to open up a terminal session into your VMware host. Then it also opens a second window at the same time that shows you your file system. So you can drag and drop files from your local PC over to the file structure on your VMware host, which is really cool if you have an ISO that you want to put in tools and ISOs to install for your guest systems. Cool? All right? So check that out. Geek Software of the Week. If you're at all involved in enterprise computing, the ThinStation and this Tunnelier Geek Software will help you out tons, I'm telling you. So check it out. Now, the other geek news stuff, tech news that I want to talk about, oh yes, here it is. I had to look into the blog. The blog, by the way, as I mention regularly, is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at... Or excuse me, that's my email address, drbill at drbill.cc or drbill.tv. You can use either one and it will work both ways. Anyway, no, what I was going to mention was the website, drbill.cc. CC, of course, standing for computer curmudgeon. Now remember, not .com, not .org, not .whatever. It's drbill.cc. And you can, of course, get our videos at drbill.tv, as in television. Okay, so check those out. They're kind of partner sites. You know what I mean? They kind of work together. Anyway, this This geek news item is one that was generated because Jeffrey Powers at Geekazine, which is one of the tech podcasts, always asks the question at the end of the year: what's your predictions? Your geeky predictions for the next year, which in this case will be 2011. 2011, I'm barely getting used to it being 2010, and it's already going to be 2011. What's up with that? Anyway, he wanted predictions, so here's my predictions. Let me go over them quickly. I predict that streaming video and internet protocol television, which is IPTV, that's what you're watching right now, will continue to grow in audience. Set-top boxes like the Roku box and the Boxy box will become even more popular, and more people will begin to get their TV fix from the internet, like yours truly. I'm like really digging the whole internet television thing. Know what I mean? Anyway, next prediction. Google Chrome as an operating system. Now, not Google Chrome, the browser we were talking about earlier, but they're writing an operating, have written an operating system, Google Chrome operating system. That operating system will make decent strides this year. It's Linuxy. Good old Tux. See, Tux in the background there? Kind of a mascot. Yes, because I'm a real open source Linux kind of guy. Anyway, hey, Tux. So, why do I do these things? Anyway, the Chrome-based operating system running on Chrome-based hardware that Google will introduce. Well, they just introduced it, so I'm right there on the cutting edge, you know what I mean? All right, also, Android will gain even more market share than the iPhone, and that's coming to pass quicker than you might think, and I'll talk about that in the next news item. All right, and then the final prediction for me is net neutrality will become a cause célèbre and will become more prominent as folks begin to push harder for internet freedoms as well as personal freedoms. I'm all about the personal freedoms, know what I mean? Anyway, this will be compounded by the increase in personal expression, such as podcasts, netcasts, video netcasts, and the like, in which individuals will become more important than corporations in producing news and entertainment programming. And I'm pioneering that right here and right now. Know what I mean? Anyway, now, the last news item, like I said, is that, you ready? Should have another drum roll. No, let's not have another drum roll. We had the drum roll for the Geek Software of the Week. That's plenty. Okay, activating 300,000 Android phones, not monthly, not yearly, but daily. Can you get your mind around that? 300,000 phones per day are being activated that use Android. iPhone, we got our eye on you, dude. We're coming for you. I'm just kind of a real droid kind of a guy, because you know what? Droid is open source Linuxy based, and I'm looking forward to the day when we trounce them all. Control yourself, Doctor. Anyway, that's it for this week. Tune in next time. And until then, the doctor is out of here.